choice, you might say, I'd blank do this than that.
I'd rather.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time?
I'm so glad to see you.
And how do you express your feeling about seeing him?
Hug it.
Okay. If a person owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? Well, you might say that's a blank of land.
That's a tract of land.
Or, if you wanted to show that it was a lot, you might say that's a
heap of land.
Okay. Would you ever say something like right smart? Like that's a right smart of money or a right smart of trouble? When would you use it? Well, think of some times in your speech when you might have used that.
Well, like you would want me to do something and I didn't want to do it, and I would say, that would be a right smart of trouble to do that.
Can you think of any other ways that you've ever used it? Okay, no? All right. If you want to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than yes, you might say,
yes, ma'am.
If you want to express agreement stronger and more enthusiastically than just yes, what would you say rather than yes, ma'am? Let's say I ask you if you'd like to go on a trip to Europe. What would you say besides just yes?
Yes, ma'am, I sure would.
Okay. Can you really, if we're talking about doing something here, for instance, some kind of work, let's say that I ask you to clean up the house and I ask you, can you really do that? Then you might say,
yes, I can.
All right, let's use the word sure. What would you say?
I sure can.
All right. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you say just yes, or would you say something else with it besides just yes? If you were trying to be polite to someone, what would you say? If I asked you, would you close the door, you might say to me,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say, he'd blank to go to the place.
He really don't want to go.
All right. It wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was
real cold.
If your mother cooked something you liked, you might tell her it's good. Or to emphasize it, you might say, my, that's
delicious.
Or that's, using the word real, what would you say? That's
real good.
Okay. Okay, I want to ask you now, sometimes everybody gets mad and they say some words that they might not want to say, right?
Right.
Let's say that you were hammering a nail, okay? And the hammer slipped and missed that nail and hit your finger. What might you say?
Bless it.
Okay. What if you were using the word damn? How would you say it?
Damn, damn, damn.
Okay. Let's say then, what might you exclaim as a surprise if you were really surprised over something? What would you say?
Oh, my.
Would you say anything else?
Or old me.
What if you were really just impatient or disgusted about something? What would you say then? Everything's gone wrong.
I'm just disgusted.
What would you say if you used one word?
Disgusting.
All right. What about a word like, have you ever used the word shucks? How would you use it?
Aw, shucks.
When would you use it?
If I was aggravated.